This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off hour number two. Get it? Number two?
Yep.
That's right. Free Talk Live. We're talking about this article from City AM about a man, a Scottish man, who apparently has invented a crypto miner capable of running on cow poo. So we'll talk more about that. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
And the telephone number, if you'd like to join in the conversation tonight, is 202. There's two twos in the number. Or in the number two. Yeah, you get it. 202-380-3699. 202-380-3699 is the number. So this guy in Scotland, apparently, you know, in the wake of Elon Musk's tweets about cryptocurrency and the supposed effects that he may or may not have had on the market, he's seen over 5 million pounds in orders already, as of June 9th anyway. The device apparently measures a mere 70 centimeters by 35 centimeters by 40 centimeters. Josh Radet's machines are designed to mine other digital currencies like Ravencoin and Ethereum and use less energy. The firm's mining rigs have so far averaged approximately $30,000 each, that's in pounds, in annual profits over a three-year period, with the bulk of these gains made in 2021 as digital currencies won institutional acceptance. So he's doing well with these particular miners.
So these actually will mine and you'll actually make money off them?
According to this article.
I wonder how efficient these machines are compared to, like, you know,
I wonder if he ships internationally.
Yeah, right?
Chris.
Josh, I just shipped my pants.
Wow.
Josh, who was among delegates in an EU summit on crypto last year, says the company has been experiencing huge growth in sales among the UK's agricultural community as farmers tap in to on-site renewable energy. One green site hosts 40 mining computers, which run 24/7. The site is powered using anaerobic digestion, AD, machines, which turn animal waste into renewable energy. Now, this isn't the first time I've heard of using waste as a form of energy. I'll give you an example. When I was looking into, like, off-grid technology and innovation, one of the things that is deployed is people will have a compost bin, right? And this is just a big area. It's usually fenced in. You toss all your food scraps and that kind of a thing. Some people go to extremes and they'll, you know, if they've got like a composting toilet, they'll toss their human waste in there too. You got to be careful with, like, you know, animals get in there and disease and, you know, all that stuff.
And lighters and, yeah.
Well, and also it can become flammable.
Right.
And explode. So it's, I mean, like, you know, it's not a joking matter.
Careful with your matches.
Even though I joke about this and will joke again, I'm sure, and, you know, give me 5 minutes or so. But at any rate, so once you have this compost pile and it gets to a certain, we'll say, size, what you can do is you can run a copper coil underneath it before you start the compost pile and attach some tubes and a little small pump, like a fish tank water pump to it. And what you do is you run this water to your underfloor heating. They make these underfloor heating things that are essentially just tubes that fill with hot water, right? And so what you're doing is you're just taking cold water from the tap, you're pumping it into underneath your compost pile, which generates an immense amount of heat. You're heating that water, and then you're pumping that water back into the house, right, to heat your flooring, which then in turn heats the house. So now you've heated your house with your own waste products.
Wow.
That'd be cool if you weren't using poop. I would refuse to use poop.
Yeah, this is just gross, and I don't even.
Some people only compost, like, you know, leftover food stuffs and that kind of thing. So,
that would be fine.
So yeah, I'm not saying you have to. I'm just saying that this is not the first time I've heard of people using waste for a technological purpose or to power something or fuel something.
An outhouse that you put on top of a waste pile that you then...
No. On farms, they usually have an area set aside for composting.
Right.
And usually what you do is you throw away, like, your banana peels
or,
you know, the bones of stuff and, you know, whatever, into the compost pile. And then in the springtime, you take that compost and you spread it out over your garden because it is a very nutrient-rich thing that it becomes. And then that's how you grow better plants and better food in your gardens and all that kind of stuff. So
my parents do that, but I would have never thought you could add human poop. I would have thought that would make it poisonous or something.
Well, I mean, you can add animal, you know.
Oh yeah, manure.
Yeah, manure. Isn't it like the drugs or something that people take that causes the problem or something, which animals don't take or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough about it. But
I don't know.
I do know that, like,
enough about it. But I do know, like hiking kind of stuff, and like they tell you when you do hiking and you're in the middle of nowhere not to hike or not to go number two near the, you know, river or the water source.
Right. You can.
Whereas obviously animals are.
Yeah,
doing
you
that,
can
so.
Dig a pit and privy, right? You know, if you're sort of off-gridding it, that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the, we'll call them green RV people, folks who take vacations, but they want, you know, they want the solar power on their RV, and they want a toilet that's not going to, you know, have a bunch of chemicals have to be added to it to visit the dump site. They'll use what's called a composting toilet. And so, you know, these things exist, and they recycle or otherwise reuse. There's a book, actually, that I think... this explains the concept that I'm trying to get across much better. It's called Humanure. And it is, yeah, it's a good book. It's a short book. And it explains, like, the practical how-to-ness of how somebody figured out a couple of different ways to, you know, gain something out of what most people consider waste, right?
I'm sure there...
So if you can heat your house in the winter because you've created this, you know, this pile of waste, well, why wouldn't you? It's free heat.
I think that there's probably people out there who would be like, if you were starving and the only way to eat was to use your own poop to grow food, you would do it. No, I would die because I don't want to live on that planet. If that's the only way to eat.
Well, I mean, there is already manure in, you know, a large amount of farming. So whether it's human waste or
animal waste,
it's already there. You've already been eating it all of your life.
Yeah, I have to say, I just don't want to think about it.
Well, the human part is what's disgusting because, I don't know,
why is the human part disgusting versus the animal not?
Because you already kind of know that dirt is made of poop, like earthworms, poop. Turns into dirt. Like, dirt is earthworm poop.
Dirt is earthworm. Well, I mean, dirt is kind of the decomposition of all things, of all life.
Yeah, but...
Some of it is excrement, but yeah.
Well, yeah, of course it is. Absolutely it is.
It's gross.
Well, I'm not saying it's not gross.
Plus, if it was, like, my own poop and my household family's poop, it would just be even worse.
Can we move on to a new story?
Are we allowed to talk about this on the radio? I thought we weren't.
No, we can. We just can't talk about the actual
action.
The action of where it comes from and that kind of a thing.
Okay.
So we're talking about science here.
Yeah.
Right? This is science. So anyway, this guy's crypto miners. One great site hosts 40 mining computers. We talked about that. Farmers with renewable energy sources like solar, hydro, wind, or anaerobic digestion can sell their power to the national grid for around 4 to 7 pence per kilowatt hour. But they can earn up to 10 times that running a crypto mining machine instead. Years ago, farmers were encouraged to develop green energy solutions, which is one of the reasons why we've seen solar panels appear in fields over the last 10 years. And these schemes came with good financial incentives, Josh explained. More recently, those incentives have dwindled to virtually zero, but our machines are now providing those lost incentives. Josh is also keen to dispel the stereotype image of farmers perhaps not being tech-savvy or tuned into DeFi solutions. Farming is getting much harder, and that is something which will often drive a farmer to diversify in order to earn a good living, he added. And, I mean, really, mining is kind of farming, you know? At least it's relatable.
He sounds like a pretty cool farmer, and he's only 30, and he's like way ahead of his time.
Indeed he is. 202-380-3699. Would you mine cryptocurrency fueled by cow poop?
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. The telephone number in the studio is 202-380-3699. 202-380-3699. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Bonnie.
And Chris.
We've been talking about this article from, sorry, I forget where it's from, cityam.com, where a Scottish farmer has apparently developed some crypto miners that run on cow poo. That's right, cow dung, powering your cryptocurrency miners. And we'll continue to talk about that. But first, I wanted to tell you about, you may have heard already, but the Crypto Six. The Crypto Six are preparing to take on the state after the events of March 16th, with a prospective trial date of May 2022. We're preparing our defense of liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency by setting up the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken as the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency. That can't be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of the federal government. It is the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon innocent human beings. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn about how you can join the fight to defund the war machine. We aren't backing down. Are you going to stand with us? TheCrypto6.com. So this Scottish guy invented these machines that apparently mine different cryptocurrencies, and we'll talk more about that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Jet calling from planet Earth. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm one of those places. So I heard you talk about slavery earlier and how everyone is a slave of some sort.
It appears to me, anyway, that that's true as long as you live under the rule of a, quote, government, unquote, or a bunch of people, a group of people calling themselves government, it seems to me.
That's what I want to talk to you about, because that, speaking of just an aside, the tax slavery, or, I'm sorry, Tax Freedom Day is in June now. But anyway,
It's moved to summer, right, of course, because they're taxing more and more every year.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind you that there really is no such thing as government. Did you know that? There's a guy that calls in every so often. He's really a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps saying that over and over again. I don't know what his problem is, but he's right. There is no such thing. It's a paradigm. It's just a way of thinking about things. And that's where you have to change things, because what I see and where I've come to in my life is just seeing people as just other humans, but those who have put on guns and other affectations to be able to lord over you and intimidate you and hurt you if necessary, so that you'll also believe in their little fantasy world.
I agree. And I also, not only do I agree, but I would also apply that same level of thinking, me personally, to religion. That these are just human constructs. These are beliefs that only exist within the mind of the animals called human beings on planet Earth.
Well, we can talk about that another time, because, as you know, I'm a dedicated follower of Christ.
Interesting.
But, these people have no more right to do anything than anybody else. This is one of the main things I want to be able to get across. They actually suffer from what I call a mental illness, a character and behavior disorder of sociopathic megalomania. We've talked about that before. But here's how I can prove that and show you that 10 years ago, there were mostly different people in all of these different positions
mm-hmm.
they call themselves and titles. Whether president, government, I mean, governor, prosecutor, judge.
Mayor, whatever, right, yeah.
Yeah. But they're all different people now. So what they've done is they've taken up this same mindset, whether they had it thinking, you know, before that, or whether they engaged it on the job, they've taken up this mental illness, this mindset that somehow they now get to lord over you. It's kind of like when I was in the military. You know, you'd go in the first case, and you don't have any stripes on your sleeve. So anybody who does have even one single stripe thinks that they get to just boss you around and tell you what to do and make you do all kinds of things. It's just wild. But anyway, so here's the deal. You got to stop playing a game. You have to eliminate their titles and their wording and their terminology from your life. This is how you can get beyond that.
I do agree with you, Jet, on the premise. However, what we're trying to do here on Free Talk Live, of course, is reach more people with the ideas of liberty and the philosophies associated with peace and prosperity. And so to reach these common folks, we have to use the common language in order to relate to them in a way that they will find interesting. If we eliminate...
Here's the problem with that. The problem with that is every time you use one of these titles or concepts, you legitimize it. I mean, people, as you know, they've been indoctrinated year after year after year.
Oh, yeah.
And I've said this before how many times, when you use the word government, to most people, it means necessary and good. So when you speak against, yes, necessary and good, you're not getting through. You're just kind of bouncing off the wall. So I just want to stop you to just try as much as you can. Do it incremental if you can.
The people that think that the government is good are kind of the people that are too far gone. Me and Chris yesterday were screaming at a group of Republicans, you guys are the socialists. They're calling him a socialist. And I was saying, you guys are the socialists. You guys are the ones trying to force us to pay for your... It was a pro-police.
It was pretty funny.
They were pro-police, obviously, and we were anti-police. And we were trying to explain to them, you guys are literally the socialists. You're trying to force us to pay for a security system for you guys that we don't want to pay for. And they could not understand that. They were like, haha, we're not socialists, we're Republicans. Those people are too far gone.
I mean, it wasn't so much that like we were against security, it's that we should each pay for our own security, right? And when you take a system, when you take something and you make everybody else pay for it, you know, that's socializing it, right?
I understand.
Doesn't matter whether it's you know, police forces or government schools or, you know, it doesn't really matter what it is. Anything the government does is some form of socialization.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jet. We appreciate it.
I get what he's trying to say, but...
And I agree with him. He is correct. However, it is insanely difficult when you are trying to reach other people about the philosophies of freedom. I will try to do better, Jet.
We call them government thugs and stuff like that a lot, too. It's just kind of vernacular speaking.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are calling for the vice president to be removed as border czar. Congressman Brian Babin of Texas saying the flood of illegal immigration continues and Kamala Harris has bungled the response.
It's been 3 months since Vice President Harris was given the title of czar, and she has yet to go down there. Unbelievable.
New figures from the United Nations reveal a major refugee crisis. More than 80 million people fled their homes last year, making 1% of the world displaced. The UN says that number would have been higher if it had not been for the COVID-19 pandemic. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are moving along the Gulf Coast as the region braces for a tropical storm. The storm expected to drench the region through the weekend. Flash flood watches in effect from Louisiana to Atlanta. USA Radio News. President Biden is making another push to get more Americans vaccinated against the coronavirus. Speaking at the White House, the president noted America has reached another major milestone.
300 million shots in arms in under 150 days. That's an important milestone. The test didn't happen on its own or by chance.
That's right. It happened under the former Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed. Biden continuing by saying some areas of the country could suffer greatly without more vaccinations.
But unfortunately, cases and hospitalizations are not going down in many places in the lower vaccination rate states. They're actually going up in some places.
Wall Street ending the week on a down note. Stocks falling sharply amid investor concerns that the Fed Reserve could start raising interest rates much sooner than expected. The Dow losing 533 points, the S&P lost 55, and the NASDAQ fell almost 131 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Jürgen, Schmergen, Durgen, Flurgen, Blurgen, Mergen, Sturgen. Am I the Swedish chef? What's going on?
I'm making fun of me because I was eating spaghetti and meatballs.
Maybe I am, actually.
Wait, no, just realizing that's like Italian, not Swedish.
Well, Swedish do make meatballs, though. Swedish meatballs are a popular delicacy, so.
I didn't actually eat the meatballs. I picked them out.
What?
I was eating just regular spaghetti with no meatballs.
So just pasta and sauce.
Yeah.
Do you eat Helper?
No, I don't eat hamburger Helper.
No. Oh. Just Helper.
Ew, no.
Without the hamburger. Right? You know, you just make the box of hamburger Helper, but don't put any meat in it. That's just Helper.
I ate so much hamburger Helper as a kid. My parents were just like, we're going to buy 7 different hamburger Helpers, and that's what we'll eat every night.
Yes. Did you also get to enjoy... I use that term sarcastically. Cans of Dinty Moore beef stew.
No.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah.
It is horrible. It's good survival food because why those cans are probably still not being eaten. I don't know who buys them, but somebody buys them. It's horrible beef stew, you should buy some, put it in your basement for the apocalypse. But other than that, don't eat it.
I've eaten stuff out of MRIs.
MREs?
MREs, yeah.
MREs, yeah. Not mechanical resonance imaging, but meals ready to eat.
Yes, meals ready to eat. Yes. There you go.
I never understood why people buy, like, the garbage that you would not want to eat. You know, like, if you're going to stock up on food, you know, for the end of the world, I would stock up on stuff I want to actually eat, you know? and then if the world doesn't end, you can still eat it, right? But if it's something that you would never eat, even at the end of the world, why would you, you know, why would you buy it?
You know, for trade.
And it's just like a lot of stuff has to stay for a long time. A lot of stuff that has to stay for a long time just kind of sucks.
Look, the people who do prepare for disasters, right, they've been stereotyped as preppers, right? There's television reality shows about preppers, prep this and prep that, and they always make them out to be these, like, goofball conspiracy theorist types. And some of them are. But it's also a very smart thing to do. Now, my grandparents were out of the Depression era, and so all they did was what we consider today as prepping. They gardened their own food. They canned stuff. They kept it for the winter. They, you know, they gave it away as gifts. They prepared for things to go awry and things to go wrong. They would hunt their own food. They would preserve their own food, their own meats and stuff. They make their own jerky, et cetera, and so on. They'd make their own sausages, you know, all this kind of a thing. And so that was just what was called living to them. Now people make fun of that.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be for the end of the world to come. We just saw snow shut down Texas in 2021.
Right. You know what's funny is I actually had a neighbor of mine laugh at us because we have a generator that we were running outside for like 2 minutes just to run it. You know, to
you gotta start it up once a year, whatever it is, you gotta make sure your stuff's running.
The government will always provide us electricity, silly.
I just thought it was so funny that somehow I'm a hicker. I forget exactly what she said, but it was something like,
oh, yeah, you're a redneck
something,
right?
Yeah, because I have a generator.
Chris, the redneck.
I know, right? Like, and it's funny because, like, every group of rich people have, like, you know, they have the big fancy house. They always have a generator.
Yep.
It's like, but somehow the stereotype, because my house isn't big enough, it's like, I'm a hick. It's just funny.
Yeah, just wait until the next
show. I don't even have that small of a house. Like,
no, that's true.
It's because underneath your house is a whole other house.
Yeah, that's true. It's a
Well, just wait until the next, you know, devastating hurricane or earthquake or volcano or flood or something along those lines happens to an area of people who are not prepared to weather that kind of a storm, much less, you know, some sort of a collapse of the dollar or something like that, right, that these preppers often get stereotyped as, right? When that happens, you frequently see people unprepared for any type of disaster or emergency. I contend that it is just smart to be prepared for these types of things, whether it's an earthquake, a volcano, a flood, or some sort of insurrection. You know, it's smart to be prepared.
I tend to agree. I think there's a certain amount of preparation that makes sense, you know, and it doesn't really matter whether we're talking about finances or, you know, food security or electric generation. Like, there's a certain amount that makes sense, and then there's, like, overboard, right?
Everybody's got to have a hobby.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
And those who can't do, teach. Or wait, no, I'm going taking that in the wrong direction.
Even if all of those things, you know, a disaster happened, I'm still not going to be prepping with Hamburger Helper.
You wouldn't eat Helper in a post-apocalypse, wasteland?
No, like I said about using human poop to grow food, I don't want to live on that planet, so I'll just die.
You'd rather starve than eat Helper?
I hate Hamburger Helper. So gross.
All right, we've been talking about these crypto miners that are powered by cow dung, for lack of a better description. And just to sort of finish off this article from City AM, to pinch it off, if you will, there's a lot of diversification going on in farming these days. And while the average age of our agricultural customer is 58, the vast majority of farmers now can talk about technology with the same confidence they talk about cows and pigs. The young businessman's interest in cryptocurrency mining developed from ideas that were spawned while he was president of the Entrepreneur Society at Lancaster University. "I've always been business-minded, but I am not a tech nerd," he said. "I own the business, but I couldn't even write a single line of code. I just had months and months of studying the market to learn about cryptocurrency and blockchain while having lots of late nights watching YouTube videos about it." And that is how this guy Josh invented the cow dung powered cryptocurrency miner, which apparently is called, I will tell you what it's called again because it was interesting to me, Easy Crypto Hunter. There is a website, but when I went to it, there was, well, some pop-ups. It is a UK website, so perhaps if you have some pop-up blockers and that type of thing installed, you may enjoy that, or just search articles about him.
What's cool about him saying that he just read articles and watched YouTube videos to be able to get into this with no prior knowledge is that could never happen. And, you know, you couldn't start a bank that way. That would never happen with fiat currency.
Right. And the fact is, cryptocurrency has or will have all of the abilities and features that your local bank has. Right, everybody banks somewhere, whether it's a Chase Bank and or a Bank of America or something along those lines, or it's like a local credit union. These places provide financial services for you at a price, of course. You have to pay for certain things. Many of them will have like a free checking account, and then you have to pay for other things, like if you want a cashier's check, that's not free. You have to pay for that, etc. and so on. A cryptocurrency has the ability to not only have all of the features of any bank, but to have them in an app that fits on your magic rectangle.
But all the power to do all those things in the actual person holding the crypto's own hands.
Now imagine
the people.
Instead of, we're in Keene, a town of about 25,000, a little less than 25,000 people. Imagine if they all banked at the same place. Now, don't imagine that. Imagine every one of those 25,000 people having their own bank in their pocket. That's the difference between cryptocurrency and what is currently going on with the United States dollar and all the other government-sponsored fiat currencies.
And don't you hate having to deal with your bank? Like, having to call USAA is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
I hate the banking industry. It's terrible. Yeah. They're all crooks.
Yeah, it's horrible, and they
should be paying me to hold my money, not me paying them, and yet that's somehow they managed to extract more money out of you.
It, of course, is all entirely regulated by the federal government.
It is, which
makes it
drives up the costs.
Yeah, and makes it horrible entities to deal with because of all of the hoops that they need to jump through for compliance,
right,
according to the regulations. If government would just get out of the way, banks could actually provide goods and services and customer service that was worth a damn. But, we're not there yet, apparently. It's 202-380-3699 is the telephone number if you'd like to join us. Are you tired of banks and the banking industry? Let us know. This is Free Talk Live.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio is 202-380-3699. Again, 202-380-3699. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
So we're going to move on. Get it? Move on from the cow dung cryptocurrency powered miners.
From the hamburger helper talk.
And talk of helper. did we finish talking about the drunk lawmakers? I think we did. We're well past that. We should talk about...
I have the Guantanamo Bay story.
What's going on in Guantanamo Bay?
They say that the...
Wait, so first of all, for our listeners who don't know, yeah, it's still open.
Yeah.
It's still open.
Yeah, I was shocked to hear
still
this.
Still open.
I did not know that it was still open. I thought they announced they closed it.
Despite the last two presidents saying they would close it.
Yeah, Obama and Trump just said, oh, if I'm elected, I'll close it. But they didn't.
Yeah.
It's still open.
I thought they
still open.
Had been removing everybody from there and sending them to prisons in the United States. Or in you know, mainland.
Maybe they've done that to some prisoners, but there's still prisoners there.
But it's still open, huh?
Maybe it's the cow dung article, but I thought you said, like, Bat Guano Bay.
No. Yeah.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Would you like to do the thing? Because since we've been harping on the fact that it is still open, Guantanamo Bay is still open, everybody. If you didn't know, Guantanamo Bay, still open.
Okay, so... this article from Vice News says Guantanamo Bay detainees say conditions are worse since Biden became president.
No. What?
Possibly occur. How can the conditions get worse? They were housed in like cages, like literal cages outside.
Yep. I've heard awful things about it. President Joe Biden has said he plans to close Guantanamo Bay, the infamous military prison in Cuba, by the end of his term. But in the months since Biden took office, detainees there say conditions have deteriorated. Imagine being in Guantanamo Bay and saying, oh my gosh, in the last 6 months, the conditions have deteriorated.
I really dislike when the organization of violence and force says things like, well, we plan to do this. Well, I plan to have a harem of topless ladies peeling grapes for me, but that doesn't mean that it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, it's like, you know, waving something in front of somebody's face. It's there. We're considering letting pardoning Snowden or whoever it was last year. We're considering it, and then they don't.
Right. Yeah. Or it's when they talk about reform, like. Okay, so what you're saying is when you have a program implemented by a government and it fails, then the politicians will go on record saying, like, oh, well, we need to reform this particular program. No, what you need to do is cancel that program because it failed. You don't need to reform it so it can continue to fail even, like, more enthusiastically than it failed the first frickin' time.
New ways.
Sorry, I digress. Your article, go on.
No, I was annoyed by that sentence, too. Says new cruelties like forbidding guards to talk to prisoners, denying medicine, and restricting services have recently been imposed, detainees and their advocates tell Vice News.
These guys are, like, stripped of their clothes. They've got nothing. They're in a cage. How much worse could you make it?
And you know what makes it worse than just that? A lot of them are awaiting trial. A lot of them are not guilty of anything.
Right.
Found guilty
of
anything.
Are they even planning to try them?
I don't know.
Well, that's...
As long as they've been caged, I have a hard time believing that there's going to be
near
a trial.
As I can tell, the folks in Guantanamo Bay are, you know, under such conditions where their rights have no meaning at all.
Yeah, didn't they argue that they didn't have any rights because they weren't, like, arrested on U.S. soil or something?
That's the whole point of Guantanamo Bay.
Your government is doing this, people, and there are still kids in cages, too, and you vote for these people.
Agreed.
Several people have protested their treatment and engaged in a hunger strike. At one point around Ramadan this year, every detainee in Camp 6, one of the prison blocks, participated in a unanimous hunger strike. How can it be that we are waiting for Biden to come and it has become so much worse than when Trump was president? Abdul Latif Nasir, a 19-year detainee.
19 years.
At the prison without trial, told Vice News through his lawyers at Reprieve U.S., an international human rights organization that represents 6 detainees at Guantanamo.
Yeah, these people don't have rights. The whole idea of that particular prison is torture and, you know, indefinite detention, without representation, stripped of regular human rights, much less any sort of code for prisoner treatment. The Geneva Convention doesn't apply, et cetera, and so on.
That's what they're claiming, it doesn't apply. And they treat them like it doesn't apply. Prisoners of war get treated better than these guys, and because they're excluded from those rights. They're excluded from your normal rights as an American on American soil. You don't have any rights on foreign soil because they're in this quasi-Cuban land that's leased from Cuba by the United States. But if they're on, you know, leased land, you would think that they would have rights under U.S. law.
If you support the government in any way, and I mean, if you think, oh, well, there should be a military, oh, well, we should at least have a police force, or if you think, oh, well, we should have social programs, you're supporting these people's human rights being taken away by the U.S. government. And that's why I can't agree with Mark when he says, like, oh, you're lucky to be living in the United States instead of China. China's so much worse. I mean, like, there's no comparing this type of evil.
Yeah, that's what I call the grass is always greener. Right. Except instead of it always being greener on the other side, it's greener now on this side. And that's it's a common thing for people to believe that they have it better because it's the devil, you know, it's the devil you're familiar with. And so if you're familiar with it and you know it, you think that that makes it better when, you know, it likely does not. It's entirely possible that it doesn't make it better at all. And I can't believe. I mean, I have to, but you know, of all the folks who have said, we're going to close this, right, you know, and it's still open. Still open! I'm going to harp on that. It's still open. It shouldn't be open in any way, shape, or form, but it is still open. And apparently getting worse, according to this.
Yeah, if the war is over, release them. If they're not, you know, if they're not soldiers, then charge them with something.
Oh, they're keeping, like,
give them a trial.
They're keeping even U.S. people there, I'm told. I don't have a reliable source for
that. I thought the U.S. person was transferred back to the United States.
Let's hope so. I know that I also read, and I will get back to Bonnie's article in just a second, I also read that Mr. Biden's new hiring of more folks in things like the IRS, for example, he's expanding, are going to directly target folks with anti-government sentiment. And so...
So us?
Yeah.
They're going to target us?
Libertarians.
They're already targeting us.
I wasn't even thinking of libertarians. I was just thinking of, like, the citizenry.
Yeah. Of course. Yes, of course. That's what happens when empires attempt to outgrow themselves, which is exactly what the United States is doing. It is an empire now. If you don't believe me, compare it to Rome. Open a frickin' history book and look at the fall of Rome and then look at all the different accomplishments that they had on their way out the door. The fiat currency, the defunding of that, the fighting war spreading, you know, around the globe, or at least around what they considered the globe at that point in space and time. There are so many parallels between the fall of not just Rome, but other empires as well, and the United States. We are on the downside of this. The United States is the empire. Joe Biden is the new emperor, to make a Star Wars analogy, right? The rest of his generals are the Darth Vaders, the Sith Lords, you know, and the thing that empires do is that they eventually come after their own citizenry. And we're beginning to see that now.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think they probably are going to target certain individuals first.
Oh, I don't know, like somebody who is on a live talk radio program on about 200 radio stations that advocates for Bitcoin, for example.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more of this in the coming maybe years, couple years. Yeah. I'm guessing. This isn't even where it started, I don't think, but this is certainly where it's gotten to. So
the government doesn't like when you tell people why they're illegitimate.
Oh, no, definitely not.
They certainly do not. 202-380-3699 is the telephone number. If you'd like to join the conversation here on Free Talk Live, we'll be having our number
three.
Right, I already made the joke. Hour number three, coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.